Okay, but see, after the Shemaya, ninth shir in Hilchos Avelos, Simin Shin Sadi Aleph, the Isser of Simcha for an Avel. It's a beautiful sugya, and we didn't have as many Seder days, so I figured we would have maybe even do this sugya a little bit more b'iyun. And we'll do that b'siyata d'shmaya today. Beautiful, beautiful sugya. The Gemara tells us on Chav Beis on the Beis that the halacha is as follows: Al kol amesim. So first on your first of your sheets, Al kol amesim kulan nichnas lebeis asimcha la'achar shloshim yom al ovi v'imo la'achar shloshim yom al ovi v'imo la'achar yud beis chodesh. That one could go into a beis simcha only after 30 days for Shar Krovim, and of course you have the din of Yud Beis Chodesh for Aviv V'ima. So, interestingly, Moreno Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that here the Gemara doesn't quote a Makar. The Gemara quotes Makoros for almost everything, but the there is no Makar, and the reason why there's no Makar is that's just this, it's going to be a Svara. It's going to be a very, very strong Svara to say that when it comes to Simcha, Simcha is a stira to the halacha of Avelos. Interestingly, the Mechaber begins this halacha by saying, Avel asa b'simcha lefikach lo yikach tinok b'chiko kol shiva shema yovulidei schok. That for that reason, one should not take a child, an Avel should not take a child in his or her lap, that they shouldn't come lidei schok. So even though the halacha is that Avel's asar b'simcha shloshim yom, over here, this type of simcha is only going to be asar for shiva. And that's why the mechaber starts off differently than the Torah. The Torah starts off Avel asar b'simcha shloshim yom, which is true. But the first example that is discussed is the isser to take the tochik, a child. Some people don't follow this halacha for some reason. The halacha is that a child will be usher to take in one's lap. The mechaber continues in Sif Beis, Al kol ha-mesim nichnas lebeis hamishta la'achar shloshim yom. So here the mechaber codifies our Gemara. Al ovi v'ima la'achar yud beis chodesh. And for one's parents, the iser is for all 12 months. Va'af v'mashanem u'beres mutar la'achar yud beis chodesh. And even if it's a leap year, it's going to be mutter. In other words, it's not decided by the year itself, the calendaric year, but decided by 12 months. And that's the basic rule. Now, a large part of our sugya over here, where we have many, many different shitas harishonim, which we'll go through b'siyata shmaya inside. We'll start with the Torah and then the Ramah in the Darche Moshe, and then we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch. A large part of it really turns on the question that the Beis Yosef asks in Shin Sadi Aleph, in Sif Beis, in Dibra Maskel Umashikos of Rabbeinu. In Dibra Maskel Umashikos Rabbeinu, the Torah quotes the following kasha, and a lot of the whole siman is going to turn on this kasha. And you have on your outline four different approaches to this kasha that I wrote in by hand. Ein Beis Medrash Blo Chiddush. Every few years, I decide to present the sugya a little differently. So this time, I was inspired to do it differently. By the way, the reason I'm writing in hand on this is because this is the only set of Maror Makomos that I have that's before Google Docs. All the other Maror Makomos I have on Google Docs, so that's why we have it this way. Eventually, I guess it will get typed up. So the Beis Yosef quotes the following Gemara. Again, we started off with the halacha that says that an Avel's not allowed to go into a Beis Mishta for 12 months. The concept of a Beis Mishta, the Gemara contrasts to a form of Simchas Mereus. So we're going to have two different klalim in Halacha. One is Simchas Beis Mishta, the other Simchas Mereus. The Gemara says that we have the following difference between a Simchas Mereus and a non-Simchas Mereus, and a Beis Mishta. And that is the following. The difference is that when it comes to the Gemara delineates, and the Beis Yosef quotes it in Beis, when it comes to a Simchas Mereus, Simchas Mereus means a simcha of friends, and you have two different ways of a Simchas Mereus. One Simchas Mereus is that friends that invite each other over for a time to be together, and then you have another Simchas Mereus where they exchange meals together. So for that, the Gemara tells us that there isn't an Isser that is the same quality of Isser. If you take a look, the tour summarizes it in the middle of Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, ula simchas mereus mutter likanes la'alter. Perush, kemo shosim reim zem zeh shochlim v'shosim zeh yom v'chazor ochlim zeh l'machar, mutter miyad. So at first, the Gemara says, and the Torah is quoting it, that it's going to be mutter. Simchas Mereus of exchanging meals is mutter. We're talking about where there's an understanding that we're taking turns eating by each other. But if one didn't owe the other a meal, then in such a case, it's asur to have Simchas Mereus. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that base mishta is always asur. Simchas Mereus, it depends of whether they started exchanging meals with each other. Now, the Rosh quotes a kasha of the Ravid, and we're going to see four answers to that kasha, and how we're going to read the Psak Halacha is going to be dependent on these four kashas. Says the Rosh, in, as I mentioned, the Ramaskul Mashikas Rabbeinu, Hiksha Ravid, Dahacha Mashma de Besudas Mitzvah Iki Surat Fei Mi Besudas Rishus. From this Gemara, sounds like a Sudas Mitzvah is worse than a Sudas Rishus. What's the Mashmos? What is a base Mishta, assumes the Ravid in his Kasha? The Ravid assumes that a base Mishta is a Chasana. And what did we say? That you can never go to a chasna. But sudas mereus, if we start exchanging meals, the halach is that's going to be mutter. So far so good, Rabbi Osai? Yeah. So he asks, but ube'evil rabosi, sometimes referred to as maseches smachos, tanya, al kol ha-meisim osalach leilech lebeis mishta, ad shloshim yom, lo'ava vi'imo, ad shiguru chavero, elam kein hois l'shem shamayim. If it's a suda l'shem shamayim from Maseches Smachos is mashra it's mutter. So Simchas Mereus is aser, but not always aser. Beis Chasanim is always aser. Yet the Evo Rabasi says that if it's a sudas mitzvah, which isn't a chasana sudas mitzvah, the answer is yes. So then, yet nevertheless, Evo Rabasi says l'shem shamayim is mutter. So here, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to see two answers in the Beis Yosef. The Aruch HaShulchan found a smag, and then we're going to see another approach, and that goes Maimini, which will be contrasted to the other three. Whether that goes Maimini is answering the question is open to debate, but clearly he's going to be a fourth shita. Says the Beis Yosef, "Etiritz hai l'shem shamayim d'shari." Answers the Ravid that we're talking about a case in which he's marrying off a Yosom and a Yosoma when the Evo Rabasi says it. We're talking about a tzaddik who's an Avel, and he's the one who's instrumental in bringing this couple together. So since he's instrumental in bringing this couple together, so then, and without him, the wedding's not going to take off. That's L'shem Shemayim. But when it comes to a chuppah, where you don't necessarily have the phenomenon of that the individual who's an Avel is making the wedding happen, in such a case, the halacha would be that it would be Aser. This is the Ravid's distinction. So according to the Ravid, the only heter we have is that an Avel could go, either Toch Lamed or Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, he could go to a situation where, without him, the Sudas Mitzvah would not take place. But, if the Sudas Mitzvah would take place without him, so then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. Yes, it's going to be Aser.
What's the point of a Yasam Yasoma?
Yasam Yasoma means that the avel is the one who's making sure the wedding happens. They don't have any money. A regular chassan and kala, they have money, or their parents have money, and they're making the wedding. So then the avel doesn't need to come. But over here, we're talking about this type of instance. Continues the Beis Yosef and gives another answer in the name of the Nemukei Yosef. And for the Nemukei Yosef, he answers that we're talking about a Sudas Mitzvah where there is no Simcha. The evil Rabbasi that says that you're allowed to go in was not talking about a Chasana. Mayit Katan, the Gemara was talking about a Chasana, Chaf Beis and Beis. This is talking about Su'udah where there is no simcha, like a bris mila, that there is sara diyanuka, or the possibility of yasam v'yasama. Now, what the Nemukei Yosef has done is he's opened up a Pandora's box, a good Pandora's box maybe, but a Pandora's box nevertheless, because Nemukei Yosef has now given an exception to the rule of Su'udah, and he has said, and he has taught us that when it comes to Su'udah, so there are times that Su'udah is going to be mutter if the Su'udah doesn't have Simcha. So one of the further questions that we're going to need to ask is what qualifies as a Su'udah that doesn't have Simcha according to the Nemukei Yosef. Okay. Now, finally, the Aruch HaShulchan in your booklet quotes a smag. The Aruch HaShulchan is about three or four pages in. This was single-sided today. He quotes in Sivav. In Sif Hei, he quotes the Rush. In Sif Vav, he quotes the Nemukei Yosef. We did in the Beis Yosef. That's the way to learn it. And Sif Zayin, he quotes the Smag. And he says that the Smag says something interesting. He says, Tanya b'smachas demhoises su'udah shal mitzvah muter v'rav Rabbeinu Yosef u'moy Rabbi Yehudim b'pi Rabbeinu Yaakov Rabbeinu Yitzchak ha'yum matirin lovo l'su'udas chasan imhoise chaburas mitzvah muter. The Smag says you're allowed to go to a chasana. Now we're going to see that there are some who are going to cut down what the Smag quoted in the name of Rav Yossi and Rabbeinu Yehuda and the name of Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, those names should sound familiar to you because the Torah seems to quote Poskim with those names later on with a slightly different shita. And he says a chasana is mutter. Aye, as the Evil Rabbasi says. He says, L'shem Shemayim is mutter. So you need to go to the Chasana L'shem Shemayim. If you're going to the Chasana, not L'shem Shemayim, it'll probably be usher for him as well. But if it's L'shem Shemayim to celebrate with another Jew a Jewish wedding, how significant and how important that is, we become a little desensitized to it, but it's something that's really, really special. As someone who grew up in the shadow of the Shoah, even though I was born in 1974, but the Churban of Europe still very much was a shadow in my house. So I was 16 years old, the first wedding I went to. I remember when a cousin was born, what a big deal. Now, Bli Ein Hara, my children, you know, when the wedding is... just a few short years ago, a Jewish wedding was such a big deal. So the Smag says, the wedding is L'shem Mitzvah, it'll be mutter even for an Avel. Aye! Megillah, my katan, chav beis amabeis. What's the answer? The answer is, you look back in the Gemara never called it a Jewish chasana. The Gemara called it a beis hamishta. So it's a beis hamishta. Maybe it's it's a Torah Shraga fundraiser, or it's a Hatzalah fundraiser, or it's a beis hamishta, and yesh lefalpel, whether that's, you know, some of the guys are doing l'shem shemayim, maybe some a little less, but at the end of the day, Lav Dafka is based, you do have a base mishnah. It's not only a club that's usher to go to. There's a base mishnah, even from a Torah perspective, that isn't necessarily fall into the category of L'shem Shemayim. I think many Kiddushim, extravagant Kiddushim, could fall into that category, etc., etc. So that is the Teretz of the Smag. That's the Smag's Mahalach. Finally, we have, I pointed out to you that these names we have in the tour in Siv Gimel, that the Smag was quoting some of them. But the Torah's presentation is like the way the Hagos Maimoni presents it. And it's in Dibur HaMaskil V'yesh Noagin L'Hakel in the Beis Yosef and Umashikos of Arav, Rebbe Yehuda. And Hagos Maimoni gives the fourth Mahalach. And he says, it's mutter to go into a chasana, but not to eat there. So it could be that there's a machlokas between the smag and the agos maimini, what these rabbanim were matir. According to the smag, they were matir a full chasana. And what was asur is only going to be stama based on mishta. Or they were matir going in to a chasana in evil rabasi, but you're not allowed to sit and eat. Like the Aruch HaShulchan points out, that is very difficult to say in Evel Rabasi, but there is clearly a fourth shita. So we have four shitas, and we're going to see all of these shitas are going to find their way into halachas. This is really, really exciting. We have one fundamental kasha, four clear mahalchim, and then we're going to see that the Mechaber and the Ramah are going to be teasing between these shitas, and then of course the later posts are going to be arguing what did the Ramah mean when he said that, and what did he mean when he said that. But that's the way the sugya b'siyata d'shmaya is built. Okay, so let's jump straight to the Mechaber and Ramah. So here we have the Mechaber that tells us in Siv Beis that it's aser to go into a Beis HaMishteh, and he differentiates between the Simchas Mereus and a Chasana, like we had seen quoted in the tour from the Gemara Chaf Beis and the Beis. So let's get the whole flow again from the Mechaber and Sif Beis. I'll call Mesim Nichnas Beis Amishal Achas Shoshim Yom Alavimo Lachvi Beis Chodesh Va'afim Hashem Uberes Mutal Lachvi Beis Chodesh Umiyu Simchas Mereus Shu Chayiv Lefroa Osa Miyad Mutal Asis Miyad Achas Shiva. If it's Simchas Mereus that Reuven owes Shimon Omiel and Reuven's an Avel, that he's allowed to do Achas Shiva Avol Meina Chayiv Lefroa Osa Likanis Lo Ad Shloshim. And a regular other Simchas Mereus is going to be Aser for 30 days. So here we have a lot of long Ramahs. And what basically the Ramah is doing is the Ramah is really dancing around these different shitas. And let's see how the Ramah does it. Says the Ramah, Ubechaburas mitzvah, kigon shemesi yosem yisom l'shem shemayim, vim lo yachol sham yispata ha-maisa, mutar l'achar shloshim. So the Ramah says in the first daya that if we're talking about someone who's necessary to make the Beis HaMishteh, then in such a case, if the wedding is L'Shem Shemayim, then it's going to be Mutter. But he says only after Shloshim, Avot Shloshim Aser L'Chol Sudas Mitzvah Sheba Olam. But within Shloshim, all Sudas Mitzvah is going to be Aser. Oh, very good. So I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that because that's going to be an intricacy in the Shach and the Taz. But let's leave that for now. So, but what is this? What is this teretz? This teretz is like the Ravid. Ravid says, "Are you allowed to? Is he allowed to go to a chasana?" The answer is no. The one exception is if the chasana is not going to take place without him, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Now, interestingly, as Sam pointed out, that, he, according to him, is only mutter after shloshim. So that l'chura would be only for someone who's an avelus achar avavima. But we'll have to still let the shake down. Continues the Holy Ramah. Avos sudas mitzvah de lespa simcha, mutter likanes ba kigon pidyon aben o sudas bris mila, mutter lechol sham afilu tok shiva. We'll actually say lo yetze mi pesach beso. So the second phenomenon that the Ramah says is we also have the heter of the Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef had a second shita. He said that a sudas mitzvah that doesn't have any simcha is going to be mutter. And theory, a sudas mitzvah that doesn't have simcha like a bris milah should even be mutter within shiva, except the avil can't leave his house, but otherwise it would be mutter. However, there are some who disagree. V'yeshosim b'sudas bris milah. Some don't accept this Nemuke Yosef. They say a bris milah is not enough. Okay. So we have the Ravid mentioned. Then we have the Shita of the Nemuke Yosef mentioned, which he quotes in the name of Trumas Hadeshim, but it's also the Nemuke Yosef. V'haminig, concludes the Ramah, Shelo lecho b'shum suda ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh, that he shouldn't eat in any suda. Why does he emphasize bishum suda? Any suda. What's he trying to emphasize? What he's trying to emphasize is, he's trying to emphasize that every suda, in other words, the smag, asered sudas rishus. So, the halacha over here is that if it's going to be a sudas rishus, it's also going to be asr according to the smag. So in this way, this is how the Aruch HaShulchan reads the Ramah. The Ramah says, whether it's a sudas mitzvah, there are some who are more makel on sudas mitzvah. But there are some who are also more mach, or machmir on a sudas mitzvah. Says the Ramah, the minug is to be machmir on everything. Now, coming back to Sam's point, says the Taz and Sifkatan Beis, v'huadin toch shloshim al shar krovim. So the minhag would be that for other v'imo, all su'udas would be after both su'udas mitzvah and su'udas rishos, according to the minhag. And that would be both within shloshim for shar krovim, and of course, as Rama said, yud beis chodesh. Then he says, but we are mekel b'toch ha'bayis mekilim, she'ochel b'beis ha'b'sus b'resmila, v'kol shekem b'shar su'udas she'emam simcha, av'al su'udas nesu'in yesh la'hafmir. But this is, it's only considered a real simcha if it's outside the house. Okay. Now, there are poskim that expand on the mi'ikur d'dina. Mi'ikur d'dina, the Ramah just said, it's mutter if it's not a suda of simcha. But he said the minug was to aser. So if you take a look in the Gilyar Marsha, so the Gilyar Marsha says, out in Beis, Aval Su'udas Mitzvah. So he says, Su'udas Bilel Shabbos Shavua Shenolad Ba Zachar. If we're talking about a Shalom Zachar, Chinuch Habayis Shorotzeh L'chanech Peso B'toro Mitzvahs, Su'udas Bar Mitzvah Imechankin Anar L'doresh, Su'udas Shiduchim, Su'udas Chanukah, Kulu Havir Su'udas Mitzvah, that these all qualify as a Su'udas Mitzvah. So, there is definitely a broad definition of Su'udas Mitzvah. That there are some who say that Su'udas Mitzvah, even these things, qualify as a Su'udas Mitzvah. So then, mi'ikur d'dina, it's mutter. But according to the Ramah, the minug was to be machmir. The minug was to be machmir. Now, many of the poskim today say that this minug, v'aminug shelo lechol b'shum suda ba'olam, was never fully accepted. And therefore, there are many, many poskim who say that it will be mutter for an avel of shar krovim toch shloshim to go into a place which doesn't qualify as a place of simcha. And all of these things, according to these poskim, they're mutter because they're, on the one hand, they're su'udas mitzvah. On the other hand, they don't qualify as simcha. The Beis Lechem Yehuda elaborates on this. Let's take a look also in the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Likanes l'mila lechol. Yeah, let's see this first in the Ramah. Avel shu balbris omol yilubosh big day Shabbos ad lachamila umut lekanis mil lecholsham imula achar shloshim afal pi she'ein hamila bebesa. So for other v'imo at least we allow an avel who's a balbris, that means he's a moel or he's the parent, we allow them to go into the mila lechol. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda says ubetshuvas maril mashma achar shiva mutter v'chein noagin. So he says, like, differently than the minhag of the Ramah. He says that the minhag is that if it's a sudas mitzvah, which doesn't qualify as a sudas simcha, so then in such a case, it would be mutter. So you have a litany of shitos that are makil for a sudas mitzvah, where it's not an obvious simcha, and here we have a very, very broad definition of something that's a sudas mitzvah that is not an obvious simcha, which includes a Chanukas Habayis and so on. Rav Miller Shlita pointed out, it's not so clear that Rav Moshe was so makil. If you take a look in your booklet, in Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, Rav Moshe, when he's asked, seems to be a little bit more machmir. Take a look at Rav Moshe Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, right towards the beginning of the booklet. Ulegabe le'eza suda. It's the last paragraph, right? The second to last tshuva before Hilchas Ribbis. Ulegabe le'eza suda. This is Chelek Gimel in Yoredei Kuf Samach Aleph. Ulegabe le'eza suda. Efshe lahatu lo'aval tochi beis chodesh. Nira shebesudas bar mitzvah. Kushu karov o yedid. Kazeh shemuchrach le'lech yachol. So Ramayji says if you're at a bar mitzvah, you're allowed to stay. You don't have to leave if it's Shabbos because avails before Hesia. And he says if he's matir if you're a relative. Ulegabe sudas Chanukah, misha osa suda eino sudas mitzvah in yezeh. L'chein afim osa echad eino avil rashoi leilech. He says an avil cannot go to a sudas Chanukah. And he also says a Rebbe's Tish on Chanukah, he says, not to go. And he says, Sudas Chanukah Sabayis, he shouldn't go. So Ramayisha, Rav Miller pointed out, is much more machmir than the Beis Lechem Yehuda. And I can understand why Ramayisha is much more machmir. Because at the end of the day, first of all, it's not so clear that these qualify as real Sudas Mitzvah, Sudas Chanukah Sabayis, and so on, number one. Number two is that the Rama also said, Haminik shalo lechol b'shum suda. The Rama said not to eat at any suda, to be choshesh for all of the deos. So this is the approach of Rav Moshe, contrast to the Gil Yomar Shah and the Beis Lechem Yehuda, who tend to be much more makel and claim that the minug was actually much more lenient than the Rama had suggested. A different approach is the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan that we started quoting, so the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud says as follows. He says, in Sif Yud he says, Vayesh osim hu kishitas harayvid, de mitzvah gritve, v'chol sudas mitzvah nesra, v'haminik sholecho b'shum suda, klomar, lo shel rishus v'lo shel mitzvah, lochosh l'shnei adeyas, L'das ha-raivid Yisrael mitzvah, l'das ha-smak, d'ikar Yisrael rishus. V'no'agu al-shar kram Yisrael kol shloshim v'alov v'imo yu beis chodesh. Avo b'sudas yosom yisom agam l'fi ha-minig mutter. V'hine b'yarnu kol zeh kol ha-deyos. V'niru l'ni yistayt v'mokam hechrech yesh lismo chamadeus ha-mekilos. Ta'alocha k'divre ha-meichel ba-ovel. U'b'simchaz bonu v'nechtov v'aday mutter. So the Aruch HaShulchan concludes in Sif Katan Yud, and he says, well, we do have the smag. And the smag asserted only sudas rishus. And therefore, he says, this is a makar to be makil on simchas, sudas mitzvah, even if there is simcha. And when it comes to one's children and one's grandchildren, so then in such a case, one could be makil. Now, there's no mashmos of this in the Ramah, but this is the position of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, so you have on the page the later poskim, Gil Yomar Shah and Beis Lechem Yehuda are more makil, but Rav Moshe and his tshuvas is not willing to go so far. Now, we're going to discuss more about how to deal with some of these shilas, particularly how the Aruch HaShulchan concludes. He just says you could lie in the smag. We're going to see other shitas in Mirtz Hashem as well. There is a question that Sam asked, which is a good question, and that is, how do you read the Ramah when he says when la'achar lamid, it's going to be mutter to go into a bris mila. What would he say? That's clearly talking about other v'ima. But what about toch shloshim for shar krovim? So here the shach is emphatic, and I think the shach is the pashtus of the Rama, but there are many who argue that the Ma'aril did not say this. That is, says the shach, avel toch shloshim aser, mashma filu b'shar krovim. Says the shach, whenever we say it's aser to go into a seuda during shloshim, we're talking about shar krovim as well. And if we say it's only mutter after shloshim for other v'imo, then for shar krovim, it's also going to be aser toch shloshim. We will never differentiate, says the shach, between other v'imo and shar krovim within shloshim. However, the Taz in Sifkaton Gimel says differently. The Taz in Sifkaton Gimel says, "V'hine davar pashut shal ovi v'imo koi diilu b'shar krovim pshuita shemut lachas shloshim de'ein lomer de kamashal ani suet toch shloshim dimkei yilama vasakol shloshim eladal ovi v'imo koi b'shar krovim afilu toch shloshim shari achar shiva v'hu tamua." So the Taz in the last case of the Rama, where the Rama says that a Baal Bris is going to be mutter to go after Shloshim and fully partake in the Bris, that is only talking about after Shloshim for other V'imo, but for Shar Krovim, it's going to be mutter after Shiva. Okay, so again, Rabosai, says the Taz, the last line in the Rama that says that's Aser up until Shloshim, that was only talking about other v'imo. But Shar Krovim, he says that's going to be mutter from Shiva. At the end of the day, if it's a Baal Bris, so then in such a case, because it's not a Suda Shel Simcha, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So we do have this interesting debate of when we Aser for other v'imo until Shloshim, and our Mater after Shloshim is Krovim, considered the same thing. If you take a look, the Dov Gomer Vava has a fascinating svara where he rejects the position of the Shach that they assume that there's no difference between the two, between Ava V'imo and Shar Krovim. You take a look at the Dov Gomer Vava. I'd also point out that even though the Taz is right, that it could be the Ma'aril seems to be matir, but the Darche Moshe himself seems to be machmir in all cases up until Shloshim. So that is an open question, a machlokas haposkim. Again, the crunch, there's a machlokas haposkim of when you have post-Shiva going to Shloshim for a bris, is one allowed to go into a bris if they're Shar Krovim? The Shach says absolutely not, and the Taz claims that, according to the Darkei Moshe, for sure, it's going to be mutter. I find the Taz a little bit difficult from the Darkei Moshe's mashma that it is usser. Okay. Now, let's take a look at Sif Gimel. What qualifies as the Beis HaSimcha? That's going to be our next question. What qualifies as the Beis HaSimcha? Says the Mechaber, so we discussed maybe the Su'udas Bris doesn't qualify as a Beis HaSimcha, but what about at a Chasana? Maybe at a Chasana, maybe there are certain areas that don't qualify as a Beis Mishta. So here we have the Shita, the Hagos Maimini, the fourth Shita that we had started with in the Rishonim. The Mechaber says, Likanis l'chupa shelo b'shas achi l'shmo ha-brachos yesh matirin v'yesh osrin ela omeid Chutz lebayis l'shma brachos. So we learned that the Tur had said in Sif Gimel that maybe the Isser is only going to be to go in when they're eating. But if you just go in to hear the brachos, so then, and to be involved to make the brachos, we're going to see shortly in the Rama, then it's going to be mutter. So, that's Yesh Matirin, Yesh Osrin. whether the avel could go in to the chuppah. Says the Ramah, avel lo yikanis lebayis klal b'shar sha'on misham b'mazbzute chasam v'kal l'chein ogim ba'ashkenaz. The Ramah says you could rely on the matirim, but you could only do it when they're not doing the shtick in front. That was the best way I could come up to translate the word b'mazmute chasam v'kal. You can't go in when they're doing the shtick. That's the tnai number one. Continues the Ramah. The chol zeh b'bayis she'osin chasana she'ochlin v'she'osin smechim sham. Aval b'chupa she'osin b'beis ha'knesses. This whole machlokis, whether you're allowed to go in when they're not doing the shtick into the beis ha'chupa if you're not eating. So here there's yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. So many will be machmir on this. But even though in Ashkenaz there are those who are mekel, says Ramah, the chosev vayin shosin achas shochem shosin smech sham, aval b'chupa shosin beis haknesses, shemavarchin sham birchas erisim v'nesuin, ve'ein sham simcha klal, mutter miyad achar shiva. There are some shittos who say that it's already mutter immediately after shiva. What's the svara? The svara is that we paskin that the iser is to go into a place of simcha, and the Beis HaKnesses, where they do the brachos, by the way, this is before the Chassam Sofer, who prohibited making chasanas in weddings, in shuls, excuse me, because it copied Christians, that the Christians were doing in the church. So there are those who are still machmer for that today. Some are machmer for it, some are not. My parents did get married in a shul, and the Yamshin of a Rebbe came, so it's not... It's not universal, but there are some who don't. Clearly, the minhag once upon a time was to do it in the shul. So if it's in the shul, so there's no problem. Says the Ramah for birchas erisin and nesuin. V'yesh osrim at shloshim. Some say that it's osir until shloshim. V'chein nira li, and the Ramah says that it appears to him that one should be machmir. Again, this is the Ramah's Shita, that just like he assered by Mila up until after Shloshim, so too over here. And this Vamevin Yavin Lechura would be the same Machlokas between the Taz and the Shach, whether it would apply to Shar Krovim or not. Lechura, this would be the same Machlokas. Continues the Ramah. V'chein early. V'yesh mikomos shemachmir liyos avil omed kol yud beis chodesh chutz lebeis haknesses shmo bracha. Some say that's already considered a makom simcha because they're doing birchas erisin v'nesuin. When we call makom nirid the avil yachal levarach birchas erisin v'nesuin tachas hakopa shebeis haknesses. But even though there are those who are machmir, if he's needed to make the birchas erisin v'nesuin or requested to do it, then in such a case you could do it. By the way, Rav Miller Shlita told me that Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg said that an Avel would be allowed to go to a Shabbaton if he's a Rebbe and he's needed for his students. So then in such a case, he's not going for the Simchas Mereus, he's not going for the Simchas Beis Mishta, even though going on Shabbaton would be usher for an Avel in general, because there it's a place of Simchas Rishus. Nevertheless, if he's there for a particular function, it's going to be mutter. So that would seem to me that that's similar to this heter of the Ramah. V'chein yuchal lahachnis chasan kiderech artzeinu sheshnei anoshim machnisin achasan tachas achupa. Shlemi, help me with the Yiddish word. Upfir? Unterfir. Thank you. The unterfir, I heard that word from my mother, because my mother said that my grandma was the unterfir for the entire family after the war in the DP camps. She was one of the only ones that was left. So my mother said she went to many weddings as a child in DP camps because her mother was always the unterfir. Thank you. V'yochal ubosh k'tzas big de Shabbos b'shosh shemachnisin ubevad she'achar shloshim chein noigin. So the parents could walk their children down, and they could wear the shach is bothered. Why does Ramah say a little bit of Big Day Shabbos? Maybe all Big Day Shabbos should be mutter, but he suggests that's only mutter after shloshim. Now, halacha lemaisa, we are more makel than this Ramah from Ramesha Zatzal. If you take a look at a tshuva from Ramesha towards the back of your booklet, let's see, what page is it on? Hope it's here. Yes. Shas tshuvas igrish Moshe, chelek beis, simin kuf ayin aleph. Ramesha is dealing with the following shayla. The shayla is, Hine bedvar chasunas achoso, shenik baliyom chav dalet elo, v'nasa ha'av avel al aviv, shiyye besok shloshim. So there, we're talking about a father who's become an avel, who's within 30 days of the avelus, and his daughter is getting married. Also happens to be that he's also within avelus of 12 months of his mother. Okay. So he says, Hine ha'ava chasnus bito mutter, k'disa begilyar marsha. We're going to get to this, that the gilyar marsha was meiko. V'atam pashut, shu tsar godol ha'chasnus kamo la'av, k'shelo yiyeh b'chasnus bito. V'lo asu k'ragamna, du od yoser mehefsid godol d'maman sheitur ba'avils. Ramesh has a fascinating svara. Ramesh's svara is that the halacha is that a dover aveid's mutter, even with toch shiva, you're allowed to do malacha. So Ramesh says that is going to be mutter and be matir even for them to go to the chasana and to be machnis the kala even within shloshim, and he suggests even within shiva itself. So here the Ramah halacha lemaisa, we are makel. We're going to discuss more about the parents, but we'll get to that shortly. But this is in regards to the unterfir. So even though the Ramah says with after shloshim, Ramesha was matir even within shiva. We'll get back to that. The Ramah continues, Yesh matirin la'avel lechol besugas nesuin o brismila imam shamshimin. Now we have another heter. The Ramah says a very well-known heter, but we need to qualify it. And the Ramah says there are some who are matir that allow the avel to eat in asidas nesuin or brismila with the waiters. O belvachle makom simcha kigon bayis acher v'yesh osr mechei noagin. We'll get to that, the osasuda. So there are those who are makel and say that the Ramah can't say that the avel can participate in a sudas nesuin or a brismila if he's with the waiters. Okay, now according to the Ramah, he's matir when he allows you with the waiters, only to eat with the waiters in a bayis acher. But there are poskim who were even matir to be a waiter and to eat with the waiters themselves. In other words, some understood that when the Ramah said bayis acher, it doesn't mean mamish bayis acher, as long as he doesn't eat with everybody as they normally eat. So there is a famous heter that if the avel serves the guests, so then in such a case, it would be mutter. However, I'd like to point out that this heter is sometimes abused. This heter was that he be a meshamish. But sometimes I recall hearing about that the relative goes around and serves people a l'chaim. That I don't think is going to be enough. In other words, it has to be that he's a meshamish. He's acting like a waiter. Going around and serving a l'chaim is actually like a host. If he goes around and he puts out the tchina, so then that's one thing. But to go around serving as a host, that would be a different story. A. B is, leaving aside parents for a moment, but if it's, let's say, Shar Krovin, if he sits with everybody else, that also would be a problem. He goes around a little, and then he just serves a little and does that. That would not be L'chura is not the heter that we are talking about at all. Okay, what is the heter? So it would seem to me if he's mamish or mishamish, then there's room to be mekel. I photocopied for you this powerful quote from Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. I think I have this also in Morning of Halacha as well. Let's see if we have it in Pnei Baruch over here. No, yeah. I have it. It's in the Pnei Baruch as well. He makes the same point. But in sharp language, on page Shin in Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, from Mary Rabbi Rav Nevensal, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, Admor Zichron of Rach L'Chayim Mabo, Gam Amar, She'en Kol Kach Eitze B'Kach Shishmu, He says they have to really be waiters. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said they have to dress like the waiters dress. Vinitzrach lesuda v'yisdabshu kamo meltzarim. V'lo dai b'kach shiyisiyayu mat. So what usually happens is they end up doing a little. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was not so excited with this heter. By the way, it would also be if they, doesn't have to be a waiter, it would seem to me a heter that if they go around taking pictures, mamish like a photographer, and they sit with the photographers, then maybe that would be an eitzah. But if, again, we're not talking about parents now, we're going to discuss parents shortly, but so this heter of shamish, the Pnei Baruch quotes this as well, that it has to be used appropriately and not abused. Yeah.
How is Rav Nevensal quoting Rav Zalman Nechemia?
Rav Shlomo Zalman. I said Rav Zalman Nechemia, I apologize. I do want to get to a psak. I said Rav Zalman Nechemia for something else. This time I said Rav Zalman Nechemia by mistake?
I think the first time
I said I mixed up? Okay. Yeah. I quote another psak from Zalman Nechemia as far as I'm allowed. Yes, Rav Nevensal quoting from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Thank you. I misspoke. Okay, so that is in regards to Shamish. I also told you the heter for Marbitze Torah. There is a different heter.
I don't think we did go over
Marbitze Torah. Marbitze Torah, I said that when they go on a Shabbaton, on the Shabbaton, so that's what we connected to the Ramah.
What would you say about something like putting out police cars? How would that fit in at a wedding?
I think that definitely is not a heter.
What about sitting in a... What about... maybe we'll cover this a different time.
Yes.
Like sitting in a side room.
Sitting in a side room, that might be enough. Right. In other words, Yesh Lodun, when the Ramah says bias acher, does he mean mamish another bias, or it means another room? So the heter is to be a real shamish. So it would seem to me that someone who's doing like real service things and sits with the service people. Now we're going to see that parents might be different. Okay, so let's now talk about parents. We've been speaking about Shar Krovim. Let's talk about parents, and we'll see that there are a few other possible heter. First of all, in regards to parents, we need to go back all the way back to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan might not only apply to parents. The Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon is a saying, it applies to parents and grandparents. Is he thinks they could definitely rely on the smag. And that is the moment in which you have a simcha shel mitzvah, there's no iser. The smag said, it's only sudas rishus that's aser. So you have the Aruch HaShulchan, although the Aruch HaShulchan is a das yachid. A. B, the Gilyo Marsha quotes a Marishtam. We saw Ramesha made reference to it. Now let's do a Keseder. He quotes a Marishtam that says, Af bisudas nesuei achiv, b'tshuas Marishtam matir, ba'achim shedarkon lechol yachad. He says that there was a heter for brothers that if they normally eat together, so they will be able to continue to they'll be able to go into the Suda. That's one, Gilyon Marsha. We're going to come back to that as well. The second Gilyon Marsha. Ayin Shuvas Haranach, B'Shuvas Mayim Mamukim, Delama Mizel L'Avol Shei Shushvin L'Ben Rabo, V'Af After Efshar Adiachak, V'Uv De Balafonai, Shehoisa Imo Shalachasan Avela, V'Haben Lo Ratz Elisa Im Lo Tia Eim Shushvanis. The son said, I can't bring myself to get married if my mother is not going to be there. So his mother was in Avelus, and he said, but it, for me, it disturbs me. So the Tarti, the Ranach, was Matir because he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Spruervu. So another heter would be that if the child would have difficulty getting married, if the parent is not there, now presumably that's only going to apply to a parent, if the parent is not going to be there, the Ranach said that that would be mutter if the person has not yet full permu. So that's heter number two. Continuing on, Vayin Knesses Gedola, Deichoshim mutter lo lichnos bishum hefsid, yachal av lichnos lichupas bito av bishenaira. Heter number three on the page is what we saw from Ramesha, and that is that if the wedding's going to have to be postponed, and that will call a hefsid, so then a father could be the unterfeer for his daughter. But the Marsha says, the Gilyon Marsha says he can't eat there. So Ramesha takes this Gilyon Marsha. That's the Ramesha that we saw before. So let's go back to Ramesha. And Ramesha says, starts with this heter, again, in Chelek Beis, in the Reishes. Kufayin Aleph. Chelek Beis Yordei Kufayin Aleph. So Ramesha says that's going to be mutter. And then he says, V'ayin Knesset Gedol, Deheche Shemutter Lo Lichnos Mishum Hefzid, Yochala Av Lichnos Chubas Bito, Shula Oros, She'af Belo Tam Shalo Rotz Elisa, Nami Mutter Av Lichnos. Even without this situation that the Gilyon Marsha had given before, of the Ranach, that the kid says, I'm not going to get married if my mother doesn't come. Even if the kid will get married, we see that B'mokom Hefsid, it's going to be Mutter as well. Mutter Avli Kanes V'odin Ha'em, V'hu Mishum Tsar Ha'av Ha'em. And that Tsar of the parent is considered a Hefsid. So that would be considered a Hefsid. Ramesha says that that is considered a Hefsid. Okay. Umashu Avel Shnaim Ein Tam Nachmir Yoser. Okay. Now I saw Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen says, but there's no heter if there's music at the chuppah. But Ramesha is more meikel. V'gam haminagnim b'kli shir yuchal l'nagdon l'nagein da'achosan v'kala ein tzrichin l'mayt simchosan shu mitzvah chol nyan simcha liyos besuin v'gam lo mitosif lav simcha yosem ashinim be'etzim achas ashirak mizem esameach. The parents are not there coming there to enjoy the music. The parents are coming there, Ramesha says, to be at their children's wedding. And therefore, Ramesha says, you don't need to stop the music for the parents. This is shayach for me. B'siyata d'shmaya, my daughter is getting married in 3 or 4 weeks. And so, do I have to ask them that at the chuppah they're not going to play, that they're not going to play any music? So no, I don't have to ask them. Because at the end of the day, it's being done for the chasen and kala and the guests and so on. And I'm not coming there to hear the music. So then, in such case, it would be mutter. Now, I don't know what Ramesha would say about other people who are in avelus, but clearly for the parents, Ramesha Beferish says that it's mutter. I don't know. I thought you could be a little bit more makel than Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen. At the end of the day, if an avel is coming to the chuppah that we saw that the Ramah is mekel, that the Ramah allows, that if it's in a different area and not the Beis HaMishta, the Ramah allows it. So maybe the Ramah didn't just mention that the problem is I'm zmute chasen kala, the shtick in front of the chasen kala. But otherwise, the Ramah is not mefurish, that everything has to be silenced. And I didn't see that any poskim, of the classic poskim, that say you have to silence it. That would create a tremendous tircha for the chasen and kala. That would also fall into a problem of hefsid. Okay. Now, there's two more heterim before we get to the parents sitting. So up until now, we spoke about the parents being, all the deos said the parents could come, and they said that the parents could definitely be unterfir, and Ramesha was more makel than the Ramah, who allowed after Shloshim. Ramesha was makel already after Shiva, possibly even Shiva itself. I had a Maisa Shahaya, where I called Rav Nevensal, and Rav Nevensal was matir for the parents to come to a wedding. I believe it was even during Shiva, to be at the wedding, but he didn't. He said that they shouldn't dance. I have to look up my notes. I'm 95% sure that it was even during Shiva. So the custom is to allow parents even in that regard. Now, there's one more level of heter, which is a fascinating heter. That is the Tshuvas Marshtam. The Gilyon Marsha made reference to a Tshuvas Marshtam about brothers. So let's take a look. I photocopied that Tshuva. The Marshtam in Chelek, in Yoredeh, Chelek Simon Reish Beis. And Rav Eliashiv Zatzal made reference to this Tshuva. And Rav Eliashiv was frustrated with those who wanted to be machmir and follow the simple reading of the Ramah and aser the parents from coming within Shloshim, because he said it's a beferish marshtam that is ready matir. The marshtam starts out with a totally different sugya. Marshtam starts out with a sugya by sukkah, that the halacha is that those who are there to be mesameach the chasan and kala are potur from mitzvah's sukkah. Why? Because they are osek b'mitzvah. Now that mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. What is the reason that it's mutter for them? Because if no one's going to come to the chassan's wedding, then in such a case, it's going to be a tsar for the chassan. So the tsar of the chassan, says the Marshtam, he's medayik from Rishonim, is a din of mitzta'er that patters the shoshvinim from sukkah. That's already a gemara. Okay. So says, it's his interpretation of the Gemara. Says the Marishtam, we have a Kal V'Chomer. Mitzvah Sukkah is the rice, is nitche, in order not to be mitzvah the chasan. What type of tsar is it for a child that their parent is not going to be able to be by their wedding? So anybody that would be noticeably missing from the wedding, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it would be considered tsar for the chassan. Notice, the Marshtam is doing something different that we haven't had up until now. The Marshtam is introducing the tsar of the chassan and kala. Up until now, we were speaking about, well, it's really not, you have a heter of hefsid, or it's really not considered simcha, etc., etc., or the smag is nekel v'chulei. The Marshtam says that you have a heter called tsaira de chassan. And therefore, he says, if you take a look, I underlined it in your booklet, about 8 lines on the bottom. Hainu dafkal anoshim she'enam b'nei achupa. Al anoshim she'en b'nei achupa, mira b'ena de pshita de shar de kule alma. It's going to be mutter. And he says that the whole iser is l'kavid of the ima, which is less than the mitzvah d'oraisa of sukkah. So he says, in such a case, he thinks it's pashut, you'd be able to be mekel. So the Marishtam says, if it's going to cause the mitzar, it's going to be mutter. So that's even more than what Ramesha had said. Ramesha had said that they hadn't yet been, they might push off the wedding, or it's a hefsid. That was based on the Gilyon Marsha. The Marishtam says even more. Finally, one last heter, and then we'll talk about sitting. I don't think this is Lemaisa, but it's a fascinating heter. In the footnotes to Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, which is written, if I'm not mistaken, by Rav Nevensal's nephew, who's now a big Moira Hora in Beit Shemesh, Rav Albach, he writes on page Shin, with photocopy they had in front of you from the Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, it says Chaye Nefesh on the top. In footnote 164, he says the following svara, This is the first time I saw someone use this svar in writing, but it must be others had it. And there's, it's the mashmos is Rav Nevinzal was driving at this, but he didn't use this for a chasana. I'll explain all of those things in a moment. And that is, what happens if the chasana and kala are a descendant of the niftar? So there's a svara to suggest, this is I would call this a fascinating chassidish svara, and that is, the svara would be that the niftar, if we're talking about after shloshim, what is the avelus of shloshim? So the shach in Sif Katan Tes, in Shin Mem Dalid, says that Yud Beis Chodesh is covered of a v'ima. We touched on this before. So if the niftar would want someone to attend the wedding of their tzetzaim, so, and which we assume that they would, so they'd be mochel on the avelos. Wow. This is a big, big, big heter. Now, in Rav Nevinzal's writings, he only is matirit for a vart, where it's not a simchas, it's not the same Beis HaMishneh. And we saw that there were some who hold that a vart is considered like a bris and a siyum, and so on and so forth, where it's not a suda shel simcha. But you could have, in theory, someone who would extend it. If you come in your learning, come across someone who actually extends it to a chasana, I'd be interested in knowing that. It's a fascinating new way of looking at the heter. Now, this heter would be humongous, because this heter then, for example, this up until now we've been mimatir parents to come, because it would be a big tsar for the chasan. However, according to this, then it could very well be any descendant of the niftar would want, if you would say, would want all of their misablim to go. So then it would apply to aunts and uncles and so on. So that would be an interesting application of it. Just want to think about something for 2 minutes now, and I will return to our programming shortly. I just want to think about one other point. Right. The Marashtam also would be matir in a case where it's obvious that it caused tsar to the chasan and kala. So he said that two brothers who were always ate together, and one of them was in shloshim for his wife. In other words, one's a chasan, the other one just lost his wife. So then in such a case, he says it would be mutter because it would cause tsar for the chasan. So maybe there's room to extend the Marashtam as well, that if it causes tsar to the, let's say, the kala's, kala has an aunt that she's very close with, and the aunt is in Shiva, so maybe then in such a case, that would be matir, the aunt, as well. If it would truly, so the Marashtam's case was talking about where the chasam normally ate with his brother who was in an avelus. So yesh ladun, whether that's the same thing as the aunt. Finally, Ramesha says in regards to what about eating. Up until now, this has been matir for them to come to the chuppah. There might even be room to say that it will be matir even for them to come to be at the place, even without doing the serving. That lechura would be matir. But what about in regards to eating? The chasan kala presumably be happy whether they're eating or not. In other words, they're going to notice whether they're eating. So Ramesha points out that in our Gilyon Marasha, it said that they shouldn't eat, right? The Gilyon Marasha at the end of Shemesi Yasam says, Ubelvat shelo yochal sham. So he says that they can't eat. So Ramesha says as follows, B'dvara achila b'Gilyon Marasha vat shelo yochal, avol nire shu lecho b'tur oreach karu lahasuda. He says, Ramesha says, there's no iser in eating. The only iser is to eat as an invited guest. So therefore, Moshe starts out and says that if he eats a little bit here, a little bit here, and he doesn't have a seat, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it's mutter. But otherwise, to have a seat, then would be aser. Now, I leave off with a tzarech iyun, that Ramesha says, concludes the tshuva, b'makom shaderech sha'av yoshev etz lachasan, rashoy leishev sham. But where the custom is that the father sits next to the chasan, he could still sit there. So at first glance, it's a stira. Moshe said he's not supposed to eat in the regular place. And then he said, it's mutter. So I think the answer might be that Ramosha made reference to the marshtam. And since, he quotes the Gilyon Marsha, B'shem Knesset HaGdola. He makes reference to the Gilyon Marsha. Does he make reference to the marshtam? No, he only makes sense of the Gilyon Marsha. And the Gilyon Marsha was going to Marshtam. So it could be that it might be Tzara de Chassan. Maybe Ramosha is saying that when the father normally sits next to the Chassan, I don't know if I have that heter for my daughter, because I don't sit next to my daughter at the wedding. Right?
Yes.
You mean, so let's say...
A lot of weddings, they do that.
Right, in other words, they have a mechitza. They have a mechitza and they have mechitza in between. So how did we do it? No, at both of the weddings.
Would it potentially be a din of the father of the chassan and the mother of the kala, the same way sometimes in like chassan related issues, like mksubas, that's significant. Like the father of the kala or the mother of the chassan, maybe wouldn't have the special heter of Rav Moshe.
In what way? The father.
The father of the chassan could right. Perhaps could sit there and say maybe that's just because. Definitely, the father of the chassan and the mother of the kala have special relationships.
Right.
The father of the kala, the mother.
And what's the push of that heter?
The chassan of the kala has a special relationship with their father. And mother.
And that would be essentially the marashtam, the tzar piece.
The father of the kala
maybe less. Right. Very good. Yeah, you're right. The sugging subas is also marashtam that way. So stam, I have the stira and ramosha. Unless ramosha is also going with the marashtam. And maybe yes, then that could be also, you could bring a raya of the Marashtam Svara, maybe from that Gemara in Ksubis as well. Okay, a couple other places in Shulchan Aruch, and with this we wrap up, that these halachos apply. In terms of Simcha, there are two other places, and you have to keep this in mind when it comes to Avelos. And at the end of Simin Shinpei, we talk about minimizing the traveling of the Avel, particularly the Avel going on business trips. Says the Mechaber, Shin Pei Sifchaf Hay, Al Kol Mesim Asar HaShalashim Yom Leilich B'Skar L'Merchak, Deika Pirsim Gadol, V'Doma L'Simcha, Shaholech B'Sheyar Gadol, Smechim Harbe B'Derech. So he says that you have these trips that people take for Schora, these trips. Rav Miller Shlita, I think, sort of made it modern when he spoke about business conventions and professional conventions. So you have, on the one hand, it's a business convention. On the other hand, there's a lot of vacationing that's going on. So Miller pointed out that l'chura, those things should be usher as well, and that was put into the category of smechim harbe, according to the Mechaber, and therefore one should be careful about that. Now, obviously, if it's a professional, last time I taught this, one of the chev, I mentioned, different professional meetings. So let's say you have a medical get-together, a doctor's and so on. So if, the person is going to be entirely focused on his responsibilities as a doctor, so then the chura, that would be mutter. The fact that's in a hotel is not going to make it l'chura aser. But many of these things often are vacations as well. And so that l'chura would be a problem. So that was point number one we need to point out. Also in Shin Pei Hei Gimel, we have another place in Shulchan Aruch where the simcha comes up. And that is where we saw the prohibition of sending mishloach manos, that there is an iser of sending manos to each other. So that is an Isra Sheila Shalom. And there the Taz adds Kasam Orichami B'Shem Agav B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda Avil Tol Shloshim Ein Yochel Hazman Acherim Zamein Acherim V'Nira Du Adin Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Ol V'Imal. So the Taz repeats the idea of Sudas Mereus in Shin Pei Hey Aleph. In the Taz repeats it. So I saw a very nice diuk. It's in your booklet from Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen in the name of the Binyan Olam, that he has a very interesting diuk. Why did the Taz Rip say this if the halacha is beferish in Shin Sadi Aleph, it's Aser? He says you're not allowed to invite people. We learned that the Isser is that you're not allowed to invite people. The only time it was a mutter is if there's a chi of piron, but otherwise they're not supposed to invite each other. So they give an interesting teretz. Up until now, we've been talking about su'udos. They say this halacha would be even for snacks, that it would be usur to invite an avel over to have a snack if they're having a snack in a social context. So Rabbozai, just stop. People are just, we tend not to be sensitive to this enough. We avelim, those who are in avelis, and those who are everybody should be well, who are zochen not to be. Sometimes people are not and don't think of this, that even to invite an avel for any, even a snack, that's how the Binyan Olam answers, that the Taz was talking about, that's going to be aser. The poskim do say that the one exception would be Shabbos. That the poskim do spell out that on Shabbos, inviting people over to eat would be mutter. Many poskim point out that being machmer in that might be a problem in Avelis Befarhesia. By the way, it's not universal. Some were even machmer on Shabbos, but the general custom is to be makel, to invite people over on Shabbos. But not for a social setting, and kiddushim and so on, unless you have the terem that we spoke about before, of some type of sudas mitzvah without having large simcha, then that would be problematic. So bottom line is, Avelim should not go to kiddushim, unless it's a kiddush, unless it's going to be a kiddush where there's a particular mitzvah that's taking place, like the bar mitzvah boy is darshaning or something like that, in such an instance, he shouldn't go to a kiddush. Now, he doesn't have to leave, because that might be avelis befarhesia. So if he davens in that shul, he doesn't have to run out after the kiddush. But to go specially to a kiddush, so then in such a case, then that would be questionable. The interesting open question that I leave is, what happens if he goes and he just goes to say Mazel Tov and he leaves immediately? Could you somehow connect that to like someone who goes for just the Birchas Erisin and the Birchas Nesuin, and he's just going for that? That in such a case, that would be an open question. But anything more than that, a Kiddush today would qualify as a Simchas Mereus and would be problematic. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mirtz Hashem, next time we will pick up with Shin Sadi Beis, and we'll talk a little bit about scheduling, how to work things out, and figure out what we need to do still. So I think